the difference between teaching, coaching, and mentoring. In the world of professional development and leadership, three fundamental approaches stand out as cornerstones of human growth: teaching, coaching, and mentoring. While these terms are often used interchangeably in business conversations, each represents a distinct methodology with unique characteristics, applications, and outcomes. Understanding the differences between these approaches is crucial for leaders, managers, and development professionals who want to maximize their impact and choose the most effective strategy for specific situations. The confusion surrounding these three concepts isn't surprising. All three involve one person helping another grow, learn, and develop. However, the methods, timelines, relationships, and intended outcomes vary significantly. A manager who understands when to teach, when to coach, and when to mentor becomes exponentially more effective at developing their team members and driving organizational success. This comprehensive exploration will clarify the distinctions between teaching, coaching, and mentoring, helping you identify which approach to use in different scenarios and how these methodologies can work together to create a powerful development ecosystem within your organization. Understanding teaching, the foundation of knowledge transfer. Teaching represents the most structured and directive approach to knowledge transfer. At its core, teaching involves an expert sharing specific knowledge, skills, or information with learners who lack that expertise. The teacher holds the knowledge and systematically transfers it to students through various methods, including lectures, demonstrations, assignments, and assessments. In the business context, teaching typically occurs when employees need to learn new systems, processes, compliance requirements, or technical skills. The relationship is hierarchical, with the teacher as the authority figure who determines what needs to be learned, how it should be taught, and whether learning objectives have been met. This structured approach ensures consistency and standardization across organizations, making it ideal for onboarding new employees or rolling out company-wide initiatives. The teaching process follows a predictable pattern: assessment of learning needs, curriculum development, content delivery, practice opportunities, and evaluation of learning outcomes. Teachers use various instructional methods such as presentations, hands-on training, e-learning modules, and workshops to accommodate different learning styles and preferences. However, teaching has limitations in professional development contexts. It primarily focuses on knowledge acquisition rather than application, and it doesn't necessarily develop critical thinking, problem-solving, or leadership capabilities. The one-way flow of information means learners may struggle to adapt the knowledge to unique situations or develop innovative solutions to complex challenges. Coaching, unlocking performance and potential. Coaching represents a more collaborative and performance-focused approach to development. Unlike teaching, coaching doesn't involve transferring specific knowledge from expert to novice. Instead, coaches help individuals unlock their existing potential, improve performance, and achieve specific goals through guided discovery and skill development. The coaching relationship is built on partnership rather than hierarchy. Coaches ask powerful questions, provide feedback, and create structured experiences that help coaches discover insights and develop solutions independently. This approach builds confidence, self-awareness, and problem-solving capabilities that extend far beyond the immediate coaching engagement. Effective coaching focuses on specific, measurable outcomes within defined time frames. Whether improving sales performance, developing leadership skills, or enhancing communication abilities, coaching sessions are goal-oriented and action-focused. The distinction between coaching and other development approaches becomes particularly important when considering the immediate performance improvements that coaching can deliver. Professional coaches use various techniques including goal-setting, action planning, accountability measures, role-playing, and reflective exercises. They create safe spaces for experimentation and learning, allowing coaches to practice new behaviors and receive honest feedback without fear of judgment or negative consequences. The coaching process typically involves several phases: establishing rapport and trust, clarifying goals and expectations, exploring current reality and desired outcomes, generating options and strategies, committing to actions, and monitoring progress. This structured yet flexible approach ensures that coaching relationships remain productive and focused while adapting to the evolving needs of the coachee. Mentoring, guiding long-term growth and development. Mentoring represents the most personal and long-term approach to professional development. Unlike teaching or coaching, mentoring involves a more experienced individual sharing wisdom, insights, and guidance with someone earlier in their career journey. The relationship extends beyond specific skills or immediate performance issues to encompass broader career development, personal growth, and life navigation. Mentors serve as trusted advisors, role models, and advocates for their mentees. They share their experiences, including both successes and failures, to help mentees avoid common pitfalls and accelerate their development. This relationship-based approach creates lasting impact that extends well beyond formal development programs. The mentoring relationship evolves organically over time, often lasting months or years rather than the more defined time frames typical of coaching or teaching engagements. Conversations may cover topics ranging from technical skill development to career strategy, work-life balance, organizational politics, and personal values alignment. Effective mentors provide multiple forms of support, including emotional encouragement, strategic advice, network introductions, and advocacy for advancement opportunities. They help mentees navigate organizational culture, understand unwritten rules, and develop the political savvy necessary for career progression. The mentoring process is less structured than teaching or coaching but follows certain patterns: relationship building, goal exploration, guidance provision, challenge and support balance, and gradual transition to peer relationship. The best mentoring relationships evolve into mutually beneficial partnerships where both parties continue learning and growing. Key differences in approach and application. The fundamental differences between teaching, coaching, and mentoring become clear when examining their core characteristics. Teaching is content-focused, with experts transferring specific knowledge to learners through structured curricula. Coaching is performance-focused, with partners working together to improve specific skills or achieve defined goals. Mentoring is relationship-focused, with experienced professionals guiding others through broader career and life challenges. Time orientation varies significantly across these approaches. Teaching typically occurs in concentrated periods with clear beginning and ending points. Coaching usually involves regular sessions over several months focused on specific development goals. Mentoring relationships often span years and evolve as the mentee's needs and career progress. The power dynamics differ substantially among these three approaches. Teaching maintains a clear hierarchy with the teacher as authority figure and students as recipients. Coaching creates partnership dynamics where both parties contribute to the learning process, though the coach facilitates the experience. Mentoring often begins hierarchically but evolves toward peer relationships as mentees develop expertise and confidence. Measurement and evaluation also vary across approaches. Teaching success is typically measured through tests, assessments, and skill demonstrations. Coaching effectiveness is evaluated based on goal achievement and performance improvement. Mentoring success is often gauged through career advancement, increased confidence, and long-term professional growth. The role of experience and expertise differs significantly. Teachers must possess deep knowledge in their subject areas and instructional design capabilities. Coaches need strong facilitation skills and the ability to ask powerful questions, but don't necessarily require expertise in their coaches' specific fields. Mentors combine extensive experience in relevant areas with wisdom gained through years of professional practice. When to use each method? Choosing the appropriate development approach requires careful consideration of the situation, individual needs, and desired outcomes. Teaching works best when employees need to acquire specific knowledge or skills that can be clearly defined and systematically transferred. This includes technical training, compliance education, new system implementation, and standardized process learning. Organizations should prioritize teaching when they need consistency across large groups, when regulatory requirements mandate specific training, or when new employees need foundational knowledge before they can contribute effectively. Teaching also works well for complex technical subjects that require structured learning progressions and expert guidance. Coaching becomes the ideal choice when individuals have basic competence but need to improve performance, develop new capabilities, or overcome specific challenges. This approach works particularly well for leadership development, sales improvement, communication enhancement, and behavioral change initiatives. Coaching is most effective when people are motivated to change, have some existing knowledge or skills to build upon, and face specific performance gaps or growth opportunities. It works well for high-potential employees, newly promoted managers, and individuals transitioning between roles or responsibilities. Mentoring proves most valuable for long-term career development and cultural assimilation. It's particularly beneficial for high-potential employees, diverse talent requiring additional support, individuals in leadership transition, and employees navigating complex organizational environments. Organizations should implement mentoring programs when they want to retain top talent, accelerate leadership development, improve diversity and inclusion outcomes, or transfer institutional knowledge from experienced employees to newer team members. Mentoring also works well in cultures that value relationship building and long-term employee development. The synergy between teaching, coaching, and mentoring. The most effective development strategies combine elements of teaching, coaching, and mentoring rather than treating them as mutually exclusive approaches. Progressive organizations create integrated development ecosystems that leverage the strengths of each method while addressing their individual limitations. For example, a comprehensive leadership development program might begin with teaching fundamental management principles, continue with coaching to help participants apply these concepts in real situations, and include mentoring relationships to provide ongoing guidance and career support. This layered approach ensures that participants gain knowledge, develop skills, and receive long-term guidance. Many development professionals naturally blend these approaches within single relationships. An experienced manager might teach team members about new procedures, coach them through performance challenges, and mentor them regarding career advancement strategies. The key is recognizing which approach is most appropriate for each situation and consciously shifting methods as circumstances change. Technology has also enabled new hybrid models that combine traditional approaches with digital delivery methods. Online learning platforms provide teaching components, virtual coaching sessions offer personalized skill development, and digital mentoring platforms connect experienced professionals with developing talent across geographic and organizational boundaries. The integration of these approaches creates powerful synergies. Teaching provides the foundational knowledge necessary for effective coaching conversations. Coaching develops the skills and confidence that make mentoring relationships more productive. Mentoring offers the broader perspective and long-term support that help individuals apply their teaching and coaching experiences more effectively. Conclusion. Understanding the differences between teaching, coaching, and mentoring empowers leaders and development professionals to choose the most effective approach for each situation. Rather than defaulting to familiar methods or using these terms interchangeably, thoughtful practitioners can match their development strategy to specific needs, desired outcomes, and organizational contexts. Teaching excels at knowledge transfer and skill acquisition, making it ideal for foundational learning and standardized development needs. Coaching focuses on performance improvement and capability building, creating powerful results for motivated individuals facing specific challenges or growth opportunities. Mentoring provides long-term guidance and relationship-based support, fostering career development and organizational culture transmission. The most successful organizations and leaders don't choose between these approaches, they integrate them strategically. By understanding when to teach, when to coach, and when to mentor, they create comprehensive development experiences that accelerate learning, improve performance, and build lasting capabilities. This nuanced approach to development becomes a competitive advantage in today's rapidly changing business environment, where the ability to grow and adapt talent quickly can determine organizational success. As you consider your own development responsibilities, remember that mastery lies not in perfecting one approach but in knowing which tool to use when. The investment in understanding these differences pays dividends in more effective relationships, accelerated development outcomes, and stronger organizational cultures that prioritize continuous learning and growth.